This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, over the past weeks, we've seen and heard a lot of interviews with James Comey from the left, and we were looking forward to the interview last night with Bret Baier because we wanted to see and hear a conservative viewpoint on this. And I thought Bret Baier did a great job. And here we've got a special report, All Stars, reacting to Bret's interview with the former FBI director, James Comey.
Former FBI Director James Comey in an interview here on Special Report. Let's bring in our panel. Catherine Herridge, Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent. Molly Hemingway, Senior Editor at The Federalist. Mara Elias, the National Political Correspondent of National Public Radio. And Joe DeGenova, former U.S. Attorney. Catherine, first to you. You've covered this for a long time. What stuck out with you?
Well, the amazing exchange to me is when you had Director Comey confirm that he shared those memos documenting conversations with the president with three other people. So the Columbia professor, that's what he testified to. Also, what he described as his personal attorney, Patrick Fitzgerald, and then this other attorney. What's key here is that he told you, Brett, that those memos were returned to the FBI after they found classified information. He can call it whatever he wants. That is a classified spill of information. Doesn't matter whether they have clearances. They didn't have the ability to secure that information.
Joe. I was amazed. I thought it was breathtaking duplicity. America's dirty cop continues to amaze me with the destruction of the institution that he used to lead. And what Catherine has just said is stunning. It's not his decision. He's supposed to know what's classified. He has the authority to classify under the law. And yet he maintains that he did not give away classified information. He leaked classified information to the New York Times. That's a crime.
Mara.
I think that the difficulty that Comey is having is that he's now in a completely different role, and he can't be in two roles at the same time. The completely impartial lawman who believes in serving the presidency and the institutions, and now a partisan actor. And that's, I think, where there's a lot of conflict.
Molly.
I thought his most interesting answer was when you asked him if he would still be at the FBI if he hadn't been fired. And he said he would be, and it was because he believed his job was to protect the FBI. I think that's a very telling statement that suggests that there's something other than justice that was his high concern. And when you were asking him about why he didn't reveal information to the president about who funded the dossier, he seemed to be shockingly uninformed about who funded the dossier. He did not. He, in fact,
I want to play the soundbite because I was prepared to go down a different road, and then he said he didn't know. When did you learn that the DNC and Hillary Clinton campaign had funded Christopher Steele's work?
Yeah, I still don't know that for a fact. I knew it was funded first by Republicans, opposed
to
Donald.
That's not true.
I'm sorry?
That's not true. That the dossier that Christopher Steele worked on was funded by Republicans?
Okay, my understanding was the activity was begun, that Steele was hired to look into, was first funded by Republicans, then picked up, the important thing was, picked up by Democrats opposed to Donald Trump.
Well, one of the basics of journalism and any investigation is understanding the credibility of the source, and the fact that he didn't have his arms around what the source was from the dossier was really kind of confusing to me. And then, just as a final point, when you asked him about that being the basis
for the FISA,
he says that it was just a small piece. And
well, that's not what we're learning.
Yeah, so many things, as you find out, seem to be in conflict. Again, if you are, which there seems to be few of, as one said, James Comey has done something that no other political figure has done, even though he's not a political figure, and that is to bring both sides together. If they're unified on anything, it is their lack of love for the former FBI director. I thought it was interesting. He said that his goal was to protect the FBI. That's a problem. That's not his goal. His goal is not protecting the FBI. If you do the right thing, the FBI will protect itself. That seems to be the issue and what is being challenged here. As promised, Brigitte Gabriel coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live. Get ready. Put on your seatbelts.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Government and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show and how you can connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country or around the world via shortwave, it's right there at BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to speaking with her for quite a while. I love her passion. I love her love for America. We're talking about someone who came to America from Lebanon. And I find it quite interesting. Immigrants who come and become citizens of this country, what they know about the country and the love for the country is so passionate because it comes out of experience. It comes from where they were to where they are now in America. They understand freedom experientially in a way that is quite engaging and encouraging. Brigitte Gabriel is with us, the chairman of Act for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S. Brigitte, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill. I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, the title of this conversation is Stop the Left's War on America. I'm hearing you loud and clear, but I want to get the other 50% of this country to hear what you're saying.
Well, we need those of us who love America, who believe in the America that was envisioned and founded by our founding fathers, who gave everything and most of them died broke to give us the amazing country that we have today. The least we can do is do everything we can to preserve it and protect it for the next generation. And right now, those of us who remember America, where we can exercise our freedom of speech without being suffocated by political correctness, where we can speak up, where we can speak up of the defense of our Constitution, where we can speak up in defense of our borders without being looked down as racist and Islamophobes and this, that, and the other. And right now, those of us who remember the great America, where children respected their parents, where people respected the police of law and order, we need to come together and rise up against those who wish to destroy America, and that is the left right now, because we are now facing an enemy from within, Bill.
Yes,
whether
exactly.
It's Antifa or Black Lives Matter or those radical leftist group who want to reshape America in their image, and they are creating problems, and we need to do everything we can to support this president and the policies that support the United States.
Well, not only do we have groups like Antifa, sadly, we have professors in our educational institutions that are indoctrinating our children on lies, and they need to be called out for those lies that they're perpetrating, and it's going to be a time for courage here, Brigitte, and the people that know better, the people that experience and get what freedom is all about here in America, we cannot sit on the sidelines. We've got to get in the playing field and contact, you know, the freedom is a contact sport, and it's a serious sport right now, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. And the left is extremely organized and the left is extremely motivated. They are taking to the streets. They are demonstrating. And those of us on the right, you know, a lot of people listen to talk radio. They watch television. They read articles and they shake their head and they say, oh my goodness, I cannot believe what's happening to the country, where we need to be organized just as much. And I encourage people who are listening to this broadcast to go to our website, actforamerica.org. Actforamerica.org. We named our organization Act for America. Not think about America, not wish for America, not hope for America. You can do all the above, but without taking action, nothing happens. We are the largest national security organization in the United States. We are almost 1 million members. We are focused on the security of American citizens from anything that wish Americans harm, whether it is domestic or foreign. So we, if you sign up to get our emails, we send out alerts about bills coming down for a vote, so you can call your elected official before the bill is voted on. And I'm proud to tell you, Bill, we have passed already almost 100 bills on the federal level and the state level to protect the United States. And we want people engaged, and we make it so easy for people to become engaged.
Well, they need to be engaged. This is a time for an activated citizenry. As Ronald Reagan said, we're but one generation away from losing our liberties and freedom and all that our founding fathers had handed off to us. What are we going to hand off to the next generation, Brigitte?
Exactly. And when you read what the next generation is learning, Bill, I mean, you're familiar with it a little bit, and I'm sure almost a lot of our listeners are familiar with the problem that's now plaguing public schools and our universities. You know, I call our universities occupied territories.
Yes.
Because if you are a conservative speaker who is pro-America, pro-military, pro-law and order, pro-police, you cannot even speak on college campus. They throw you out. You need to have a security team fit for a president in order for you to deliver speech on college campus. Mm-hmm. But when you look also at what's happening in public schools or in our regular K through 12, the brainwashing of our students started happening a long time ago, Bill. Only now people who love this country are waking up and saying, what happened to our children? I mean, you know, parents work so hard, they work two jobs, they pinch pennies to send their kids to college, to give them the American dream. All of a sudden, their kids come home from public schools or from universities completely brainwashed.
Exactly.
And what's happening is the leftism, the professors and the teachers who are into socialism and communism, which has become fashionable in our country. I mean, you've got kids walking around with Fidel Castro t-shirts. They don't even know what Fidel Castro did to his people.
Exactly.
And we did Act for America, my organization, did a research project on what's happening in the schools. We did a report titled Education or Indoctrination.
Yes.
And we focused on the lies and the mistruth, and especially in particular because we are national security, how Islam is being portrayed and terrorism is being portrayed in the textbooks. Mm-hmm. And the report was shocking. We analyzed 38 textbooks. And for our listeners, you can read the full report on the website. If you go actforamerica.org and click on our issues, you'll be able to read the report. Forward the link to a teacher, if you know a teacher in public school, to read it. Forward it to parents who are involved in the PTA. Forward it to your school board members. Join us. Become active. Join a chapter or start a chapter. Together we can work together to take back our schools.
It is about proper education, and this has been the problem. We can no longer just pass on and subordinate our responsibilities. As our Constitution says, it is about we the people, that by its mere statement demands that we the people be engaged. Because we have not been engaged, we have the government that is in operation today in 21st century America, where, as you say, there is more indoctrination than education. And look at what happened here recently upon the passing of Barbara Bush, the statement that was made by the, I would say, the radical professor out of all colleges, Fresno State. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I mean, what she had to say about the former first lady, how disgusting, but yet she lives another day because she can hide and get cover because of our First Amendment right.
Yes, she can, but you know what, Bill? The people also have the right to express their opinion and call the university and speak to the university and the college and go after the donors that support these type of institutions. Look, what we started focusing on professors teaching such radical ideology. I mean, this latest lady,
Brigitte, let me interrupt you for just a second. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Brigitte Gabriel right after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bill Martinez, live.
Rajiv Gabriel continues with us, chairman of the Act for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S. You know, every once in a while, these commercials get in the way, Rajiv, especially we're on a road, on a roll here, so forgive me. Let's pick it up here.
Exactly. Right?
Well, this is a free America still. So while we're still free, we're free to express and we're also free to advertise.
Exactly. And you know what? And people are free to support programming like yours, Bill, because they want to reach your audience and they believe in what you're doing and they believe it is worth spending money with your program.
Yes.
And I want to pick up on the same statement I was making about universities. We started going this last year after the donors of these universities that fund these universities and say to them, is this the type of work your money is supporting? I remember in particular last year we went after a professor at a college in Florida. Mm-hmm. And the college had got into a the professor had got into an argument with the student about religion, that Jesus wasn't God or, you know, something to that effect, and she was promoting Sharia law. And we protested against the university, and when the university would not listen, we contacted the Board of Trustees, and we started calling the Board of Trustees one after another. We got seven major donors, bankrollers of the college, to go to the president and say, we're taking our money out. It's either us or these type of professors. The university forced the professor to resign. And so this is a way where we can work together and go around the I've got tenure, you cannot fire me baloney, and start putting pressures on this university saying, okay, you want public funding, you want funding from private people, you have got to earn the right to basically get that funding by teaching our students a decent education that is worthy of the American name, because we are better as a society than to teach our students the garbage that they are teaching them right now. So, again, it goes back to grassroots. It goes back to people saying, you know, here's the thing. People need to feel that their voice counts.
Exactly.
And I want our listeners to pay attention to what I'm about to say. Your voice counts. Do not think to yourself, oh, what is my voice going to do? They need to hear from 20,000 people before they do anything. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. I'm only one person. Don't listen to that. Your voice counts. And especially when it comes to calling your elected officials. I talk to elected officials all the time, and I ask them how many people you need to hear from in order for you to make an issue your top priority. And you will be shocked. On a federal level, a congressman or a senator, all they need to hear from is 40 to 50 people about a single issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if they hear from 40 to 50 people about a single issue, that issue goes to the top of the list. And here is the science behind the numbers. They believe every phone call or every letter represents 1,000 voters. They believe if one person makes a phone call or writes a letter, he or she are representing 1,000 couch potatoes who feel the same way but are too lazy to make a phone call, but they vote on election day.
Interesting.
That translates to 40 to 50,000 people, voters on election day. That can make or break an election. That's how valuable your voice is, your phone call, or your email.
I'll tell you, Brigitte, I am so glad you shared that with us. That formula is very powerful, and it makes a lot of sense because, look, at the left has been doing this. You know, oftentimes I hear from my listeners going, why is it that it seems like the tail is shaking the dog? It's such a small minority of voices, but they're able to affect policy. Well, look, at if it works for them in that measure, why should it not work for people on the right with conservative values?
Exactly, exactly, Bill. Need to know how they can be activated, how they can be mobilized. See, on our side, we don't lack information. We've got great shows on talk radio, like your show. People can listen to great speakers. They can listen to great information. You are full of information. You educate your listeners. Your listeners are not the average people, and they know there is a problem, but a lot of people think, what can I do? Give me something to do, and a lot of people are also busy. They don't have a lot of time, and this is where we at for America, we're able to come in and mobilize people and say, okay, we're going to show you what you can do with a click of a keyboard. abort button or with one phone call that you can make so quickly. We actually send out our members every Wednesday three things you can do under 10 minutes. We make it very easy for you. So I hope that every listener listening, go to our website, actforamerica.org, and sign up to get our free emails and action alerts. Stand with us, join us, support us in any way you can, because we have to be mobilized, because as much as the left can work together and make a difference, so can we. And here's our motto, Bill. I always say, when everyone does a little, together we can accomplish a lot. And that's how we are able to pass bills and able to change things.
Well, Brigitte, we've been telling our audience for quite a while, just give me 5 minutes a week. But even 10 minutes a week, 10 minutes that you have not been doing can make a huge difference. So I support what you're doing. I recommend to everybody to connect with Act for America. Get involved with these bulletins and activate your citizenship. It's no longer just good enough to be a card carrier. You need to not only have your card-carrying citizenship, but you also need to activate that citizenship for a time such as this, because this is why we've got the America that we have today, where our FBI is unraveling. We no longer trust it. The IRS is in bid and disarray. The Veterans Administration also. I mean, it's problems all over River City here, but if we're not going to do anything about it, then, you know, what do you think is going to change?
Exactly. We have got to come together and we've got to be mobilized. And here is something for people to remember. 2% of the passionate will always rule the 98% of the indifferent. Mm. And I would say it again. 2% of the passionate will always rule the 98% of the indifferent. It doesn't take many to change society. It only takes a dedicated and passionate few. So be one of the few. When you look, for example, at the power of the NRA, we are a nation of 315 million people. The NRA is only 5 million. But look at the power of 5 million people. And this is exactly the power that we can have as citizens who are concerned about our country, concerned about our borders, concerned about our language, concerned about our freedom, or the erosion of our freedom, because we can see it happening before our own eyes. Mm-hmm. Now is the time for all of us to come together and work together to bring about change for our country. And by the way, Bill, we are having a national conference in Washington, D.C., titled Rise in Defense of Our Freedoms. The conference is September 4th and 5th, the day after Labor Day. I encourage people to get more information on our website, and if you can join us in D.C., vote with your feet. Come to Washington, D.C., be with us. We have already 10 members of Congress scheduled to speak at our national conference. It's an amazing experience. We want as many people as they can come to D.C., come and join us. This is an important year.
Exactly. Brigitte, we got about a minute and a half left, and you have been a person that's carried the truth, especially about Islam. I've appreciated your passion and experience and what you've tried to share with the American people. In this last minute and a half, give us an update summary of where we are in this war against Islam.
Well, thankfully for President Trump, we have made great headways with ISIS. While ISIS lost its geographical territory, their physical territory, we need to remember that ISIS is still as strong on the Internet. What we are fighting, Bill, is we are fighting an ideology. We're not fighting an army. We are not fighting people in uniforms. We are fighting an ideology. And we need to be very vigilant about who's coming into our country, the terrorists who are trying to infiltrate our country through the refugee program. We have got to support strong policies when it comes to this issue. And I have to tell you that the radical Islamic lobby in America, like CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, had made great headways under the Obama administration. And exactly. They have done a lot of damage to our security. So we are trying to undo a lot of the things that they did. President Trump is not going to be able to undo everything in the next 3 years. But it's going to be a long way, but we already started.
Exactly. Brigitte Gabriel has been with us. Brigitte, remind everybody where they can go to connect with Act for America and to activate their citizenship.
People can go on the web to actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. Sign up and join us and stand with us and become a member.
You got it, Brigitte. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And if you want to drop us an email, we always love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, hearing loss is the second most prevalent health issue globally. 48 million Americans suffer from hearing loss. And learn, you can learn why catching it early makes all the difference. Here with us to talk about it is Dr. Eric Branda, an audiologist and director of product management for Savantos Inc., and Harvey Patterson, a Los Angeles resident living with hearing loss. How are you guys doing? You doing all right?
Doing great. Doing well, thanks.
Hey, great to have you with us. A little bit of background here for our audience. The average person waits nearly 7 years from the onset of hearing loss until they seek help. Not only does this delay enjoyment of better hearing, but it also exposes them to a variety of health risks and challenges in their everyday lives. Nearly 48 million people, as I mentioned, are affected by hearing loss in the U.S. today. People are exposed to dangerous noise levels at work or during leisure activities. In fact, 30 million U.S. workers are exposed to hazardous noise levels, with 60% of the people with hearing loss either in the workforce or in educational settings. They need amplification so they can actively participate in the workplace. That's the background. So, Dr. Branda, let's start with you. How common is hearing loss among American adults today?
Hearing loss is very common. you're looking at about 1 in 5 people are affected by hearing loss. And if you get over the age of 65, you're looking at about 1 in 3. So it is very common, and it's one of those things that it's you can't just look at somebody walking down the street and say, oh, that person has hearing loss. Mm-hmm. It's when they talk to you and you can try to communicate, you realize that they may have hearing impairment.
Exactly. Harvey, your experience, how did you first notice your hearing loss?
Well, I noticed it about 8 years ago when I could not make out the lyrics to songs any longer. And my wife would say, oh, did you hear those lyrics? I just love them. And I would make excuses like, well, I wasn't really paying attention. I was thinking about something else.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
Later, I noticed that as being a mechanical engineer, I'd be working on a machine and I could not hear the manufacturer helping me on the phone, so I'd have to get another engineer and he would listen and then tell me what the factory said, mm-hmm. what they said to do to fix it. And as being the senior engineer, that made me feel very inferior and like maybe I can't do my job anymore.
Exactly. Dr. Brandon, what are the early signs that your hearing may be impaired?
So actually, a lot of the early signs are just as Harvey was describing, that you start to say what? You find that things aren't as clear as they used to be. And you have to realize that it's you that's not hearing well. It's not that other people are mumbling. You may think they're mumbling, but it's that you're not hearing them as clearly because of your ears.
Mm-hmm. And Harvey, for you, as your hearing loss started to affect you, and as you said, that it started to affect your own value and self-worth, was this something that you realized right away, or was this over time that this began to affect you?
It was accumulating over time. It was getting worse, and the tipping point for me was when my grandson asked me to attend a track meet that was very important to him, and I missed it because I did not understand what he was asking me.
Oh, wow.
And then he afterwards wondered if I still loved him because I didn't come to watch him run. That really struck me hard and made me realize I needed to do something.
I imagine that had to just have broken your heart when you realized that your grandson's heart was broken. Eric, for you, why are people delaying treatment?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons. I think a primary thing is there's that stigma on getting old. And there's a misconception of what the treatment is. They picture clunky old hearing aids that whistle, but today's technology is very discreet. We don't have whistle issues. We actually can have technology in there that will stream directly into your phone, or stream your phone directly into your hearing aids. So you can take a call directly in the hearing aids, listen to TV directly on the hearing aids. So a lot of the stigma and the, you know, thinking it's other people and not me, it's all of those are reasons that people won't pursue it, but they become irrational because it really a hearing loss is more obvious than a hearing aid.
Right, exactly. What is the danger of letting hearing loss go untreated, Dr. Bandit?
So there's several different things to look at, one being that you can find work performance or just social interaction can be impacted. But there are studies that show association with cognitive decline. So you really want to keep the brain active, keep those hearing centers of the brain, keep information coming into them. So kind of the idea, if you don't use it, you lose it. But you got to keep exercising those portions of the brain.
Exactly. Harvey, as Dr. Brandon mentioned, hearing technology has advanced significantly. How has that been related in your life?
The streaming that the hearing aids have now. Now if I'm in the factory and I need to call a builder of a machine, their voice streams from my phone straight into my hearing aids, and I can hear everything very clearly of what they're telling me. It's just amazing.
I imagine. Dr. Brandon, how often should adults check their hearing?
So once you start to notice a change in the hearing, it should be part of your annual physical evaluation. There's no reason not to just have that checked on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm. And for you, Harvey, how long have has this transition taken you from where you finally realized you had to do something about it as you related your experience with your grandson to where you are today, satisfied and probably maybe even regretting that it took you this long to do something about it?
Oh, I, I very much regretted putting that thought in my grandson's mind. And the quality of my life has just been amazing. And my wife even says it's just like we were just married again.
Wow. Just to get your hearing fixed, huh? You're back on your honeymoon one more time.
That's right.
That's a good deal. We mentioned, Dr. Brandes, some of the hearing technology advances that are available today. Can you open that up a little bit more for us?
Yeah, so a lot of things we're doing at Signia, we're really trying to stay on the edge of what the technology does because miniaturization is important. So we're trying to cram as much technology into these tiny devices that you can barely see. And it's things like the direct streaming. Also looking at things like background noise. Because background noise, imagine you're out at a cocktail party type of environment, and with normal hearing, that's difficult. Add hearing loss onto that, it's even more difficult. So we put things in the technology to really focus on the person you're communicating with and suppress the other background noises.
Mm-hmm.
And we do other things where we make the voice, your own voice, sound as natural as possible. I mean, you put hearing aids on and now your voice is going to be amplified. You did not grow up listening to your own voice being amplified.
Exactly. Right.
So now we're going to do things to make it sound natural, be what you are used to.
Harvey, what advice do you have for people who are dealing with a newly diagnosed hearing loss?
Don't be like me and wait. It doesn't just affect me or the person that just diagnosed. It affects your loved ones more so than it affects you.
Yeah, well said. Eric, where can our listeners go for more information?
We have information on our website. It's signiausa.com/it's-your-life. And you can go and learn about hearing and hearing loss.
Well, our guests have been Dr. Eric Branda, an audiologist and director of product management for Savantos, Inc., and Harvey Patterson, an L.A. resident living with hearing loss and enjoying his honeymoon these days, he tells us. So that's good news. Just a reminder here, May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. 48 million Americans suffer from hearing loss, and go to the website for more information. If you are experiencing any of these symptoms, take Harvey's recommendation and his advice to go sooner than later. It's much to your advantage, not only for you, but especially those around you that love you so much and care for you. Dr. Brandon, one more time, the website they can go to for more information.
SigniaUSA.com/it's-your-life.
Dr. Eric Branda and Harvey Patterson, thank you so much for being with us.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Never keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you, always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like it. It's fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is a discussion that I've been looking forward to having with Hattie Bryant. You may be familiar with her. Millions of PBS viewers are familiar with Hattie. She is an authority on palliative care and end-of-life health care decision-making. The program she produces and hosts, I'll Have It My Way, Taking Control of End-of-Life Decisions, is airing this spring during local pledge drives all across the country. Hattie Bryant, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill. I'm delighted to be here. I've been listening to you. And what you do is great fun.
Well, thank you. This time here, extremely informative. Like you, you went through it in 1990. I just have gone through it the end of January of this year with the passing of my 93-year-old mother. I say my, I should say our. There were nine siblings. And I guess my parents are having fun with me because they decided to make me the executor and trustee. And with nine kids, nine different perspectives, it's all kinds of fun, let me tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry if it was difficult. I'm sorry that at least that was a long life.
Absolutely precious, no doubt about it. But through the process, Hattie, like you, you learn things. And my parents, my father had preceded my mother by 14 years, and they had a will. There were a lot of things that they had executed. It was very thought out and very thoughtful and very helpful, including a DNR, which we further understood upon my mother's passing. Because some of the siblings did not understand what the DNR represented totally. And so we grew to appreciate that. And, of course, with me somehow being the appointed punching bag, I got to take all the slings and arrows from my misunderstood siblings. But, you know, when I saw what you had been doing and reading your book, I go, what a blessing. And we need to make sure people are aware of these end-of-life decisions, not only that they get what they would expect in terms of their end-of-life decisions, but also in the protection of those that are left behind.
Absolutely. At least your mom did the right thing to choose one person.
Mm-hmm.
Because many people in there, only about 27 to 30% of us have done these kinds of creating of official documents to provide these instructions. They're called advanced directives, Bill, and I know you know this, but only about less than a third of us have done them. And a lot of people put all my children. I don't even teach that you should choose a child to be your proxy.
Mm-hmm.
So at least your mom chose one and didn't say all my children, because it would have been very difficult had she not named, given you some sort of power in the situation. So that she did that right.
Well, there has to be a point of authority on this to make sure that her wishes are being honored as my father's were. And get through the process. Some of it, yes, is uncomfortable because people have different expectations. But fortunately, my parents, gave it to us pretty simply. And it's there for the reading, and you just execute, and that's my responsibility. But Hattie, while you're here, you know, help our audience understand, you know, from if we can, as in this limited time that we have here. But this is why I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, her book, I'll Have It My Way. There's no way we're going to be able to cover everything, but I want you to cover the highlights here of what people need to do in taking control of end-of-life decisions.
Sure. The book is organized around five chapters, and basically I started doing research when I turned 60, Bill. I realized I've spent more life than I have left, and I started asking the question of myself, how am I going to get a peaceful death? My mother ended up getting a peaceful death, but only because of some things I did. So who's going to do for me what I did for my mother? Who's going to ask these hard questions? And in my research, I discovered that no one alive today, a peaceful death will not come about in the natural flow of our lives here in our country in this 21st century.
Exactly.
Because of modern medicine and because of our own egos.
Well, and you got political complications involved too. I mean, we see what's happening in Europe right now. So yes, that dynamic is in play.
Yeah, I want to get ahead. I want all of us to be in charge of our care and not depend on the government to be doing things. And they are very bad at doing things for us the way we want them done. So I came up with the four things we all have to do, and that's the first four chapters, as I know you've seen the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fifth chapter is sort of the cherry on top. But we all need to acknowledge that we are going to die. We've spent a lot of time in this country staying in denial. So you have to accept the inevitability of death, and most people don't. And sadly, my research showed that even those of us who are Christians are still in denial. And I find that so sad. The second thing we all need to do is understand that there is a limit to medicine. Modern medicine is absolutely fantastic until it isn't anymore. And there's always too much or more done than probably needs to be done. Number three, educate ourselves about our choices. Our choices today, we have two big paths we can take. One is what I call default medicine, and that is do everything and do whatever it takes to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
And that all started with the 911 call that 911 emergency calls started to be made at the very first call was made in 1968. Mm-hmm. Since then, our death and dying has moved from being something we understood that was managed by a family doctor, was surrounded by friends and family. It's changed into this high-tech, high-speed, multi-doctor, multi-machine process, which makes it almost impossible to die peacefully.
Exactly.
So in order to avoid the default, which I just described, we have to do number four, which is communicate our wishes and choose a proxy.
Mm-hmm.
And the problems with the proxy are enormous because of the emotions tied up in it. So once you've done those four things, then chapter five is go have fun with the rest of your life.
Exactly. Hey, we'll toast to that. Why not? You know, we learned a lot in the past couple of weeks with the passing of Barbara Bush. Did we not?
Yes, yes. And I appreciate what her spokesman said. However, there's a big problem, and I'm glad you asked me about it because I want to clarify what that spokesperson said. The spokesperson misspoke. He or she, I think it was a man. Mm-hmm. He said, Mrs. Bush has opted to, I'm getting it right in front of me, Mrs. Bush will not seek further medical care. After several recent hospitalizations, she has decided to focus on comfort care.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem with that statement, Bill, is comfort care is medical care.
Mm-hmm.
Most people stick with their specialist doctors, these doctors that are trying to prop up their hearts and their lungs and their, you know, the five big specialties that deal with us towards death are the oncologist, the pulmonologist, the nephrologist, the cardiologist, and the phrenologist. Those are the five big gun specialists.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we keep going back to the hospital and they keep taking care of things, we never get comfort care.
Mm-hmm.
Comfort care is medicine. So, I'm glad they used the term comfort care. I'm happy
mm-hmm.
about that. But it is medicine. So when you decide you want to relax and smell the roses and be at home surrounded by friends and family, you opt for comfort care, which is medicine.
Right.
It is, and it's the sweetest medicine because it's holistic. It looks at our whole life, not just the physical piece. And those specialists I just named are totally focused on their part. I call them the part doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God love them, and I know them all.
Yeah.
And I love all of them that I know. But they are committed. If you have a heart problem, they're not going to let your heart stop.
That's right.
You know, come hell or high water, then.
Well, as my dad would always tell us, you have to use the right tool for the right job. And it's the right skill level for the right job, but you need to have that kind of assessment. The point well taken here. And I want to go back and address one thing that I think is really important, and I would encourage all of us to do this, to have that conversation with our, you call it the circle of care, including the designated person that is your proxy, so that they understand, you know, whether it's the sex talk or whatever it is, that we seem to be so hesitant about things that should be so obvious. And I would say that this was one of the discrepancies in my experience, is that, you know, I found out even after the fact that my parents had selected me to be the executor and the trustee of the estate. So what did that mean? And all of a sudden, I mean, it was like thrust upon me. I mean, I saw it in the will, but they never sat down and really had a conversation. My parents' finances, particularly with my mother was so territorial about it that she didn't even sign a beneficiary on her bank account. So because there wasn't a beneficiary noted, it got complicated in order for us to ascertain.
You brought up a huge point, Bill. Let me just inject myself. I'm sorry, but
no, absolutely, because we only have about a minute left, and we need to come back because this needs to be a series of conversations here.
I would love to talk to you in depth on each of the four chapters and the fifth chapter too. But one thing Bill just pointed out, and that is his mom. Your mom made you the executor of both pieces. I would like to suggest people, your property is not your personhood.
Mm-hmm.
Your proxy for your health care should not be the same person who's your it's durable power of attorney for your assets or your property, and durable power of attorney for health care, your personhood, your health. Don't make it the same person. It's too complicated. And it's obvious that some of your siblings could have said, oh, you just want mom to die so you can get a hold of the
money. You were there.
I just know all these stories.
Yes.
They're horror stories. And we
exactly.
want to help people avoid all that. And you hit a key point. And when I teach people in the book, once you've done these four things, tell everybody in your family. Of course, now thousands of people know what my directive says.
Exactly.
But before my book was published, 75 people in my world and my family and friends knew. Tell everybody.
Exactly. We got to leave it there. Hattie Bryant on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Hattie.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider 10-year bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Healthcare.